Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, y'all? How the fuck y'all doing? What's good? Welcome back to the one and only Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. With your girl, me, aka Bailey, aka BJK, aka Miss Slow It Down. Alright guys, this week we are on episode 7. Freak of the Week / Confessions of an R&B Thug. Ooh. Alright guys, so I have some changes coming up. I'm kind of experimenting. So in the name, it's still going to be Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. But I kind of changed up the lettering and the slow and the throat, so you'll see that. It's not a big deal. No. And actually, guys, I did change the name of this segment. I'm testing the waters, y'all. It's no longer Slow Mo Mojo, but it's getting slowed up. So we pulled up, we slowed up. We're getting ready to be slowed up and, you know, slow it down. Anyway, guys. So I'm testing the waters with a couple things. Everything's going to be the same, though. So this week, it was kind of a cluster of stuff I kind of put together. Some freaky My Hidden Gems music is what I like to say, for some double cup love. Okay guys, another new thing I picked out, we slowed up for this episode special segment, and this week was Confessions of an R&B Thug, hence the title. So I kind of just rambled on about why I love this music and what it means to me and how it is to me and who it is to me and why it is me, you know what I'm saying? And it was pretty good. I was really impressed with myself after I listened to it. I kind of went on and like lost myself a little bit. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. It was kind of a little, you know, nice, breathtaking, kind of realizing like, wow, this really means a lot to me. I love what I'm doing, you know? So I hope you guys enjoy that mixtape madness, y'all. We got some, the self-acclaimed R&B King himself, Q, with some mood. So y'all can get down on that. It's a great tape. So be ready for that. Double cup love. You got some nasty bangers from your girl. And yeah, guys. So, you know, this is a place where you come and get your R&B fix. And I got your R&B things for your R&B needs, guys. So let's get into this. Let's slow it down. Stay tuned and tune in. Remember, we keep it chopped, never ever slop. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's BJK here with the segment here on Slow and Throat, Everything Better in Slow-Mo. We is on the segment Life Talks and Honey Shots, where y'all know I give you guys all the news and stories that's going on in the hip-hop and R&B world right now. So, guys, I have 5 stories this week. So, let's just jump right into it, guys. All right, so the first story I wrote about was Tory Lanez will levels up and opens up a new ice cream shop. Tory Lanez will soon be running the operations of an ice cream shop, guys. So we all know that Florida, you know, it's hot. The summers are very, very, you know, it's humid, it's gross. And you know, I've never been to Florida, but I imagine it's very hot. And I guess, you know, it's nice to go and chill out when you're hot with something cold, and what's better than ice cream? So, you know, it's good to escape the weather with that. And, you know, it could be difficult to decide what ice cream shop you want to go to if you have, you know, so many surrounding you. So if you, you know, make your decision based on who owns the ice cream shop, say, oh, I don't want to go there because so-and-so owns it. Well, you might want to stop by Notorious Creamery when it opens this week because there's a chance you'll spot T. Lanez. As reported by the South Florida Sun Sentinel, the Toronto-based artist will be opening a new ice cream shop in Fort Lauderdale on June 15th, guys, coming up. All your favorites will be available at the 700-square-foot space, including healthy options. For vegans, the menu will feature 12 different vegan and non-vegan choices, guys, fruit sherbets, you know, milkshakes, stuff like that. Lanez is opening the shop with Bobby Velez, who will assume manager, you know, duties of Notorious. Velez recently described Notorious as an authentic old school shop, but with a modern boutique twist. Tori originally met Velez through his former bodyguard, and they arranged this meeting, and they came up with the idea together to open up the shop. And you know, at just 26 years old, this is a big move for Fargo, and you know, undoubtedly it will be a huge payoff in the long run, I think. So all I have to say is congratulations to T-Lanes, and maybe I'll have to come to Florida soon and try this Notorious Creamery, you know, for the boy. You know, love me some Tory Lanez. All right, guys, so let's go into the second story here. On June 11th, again, it was reported that Schoolboy Q is unsure he wants to tour again. He states he is the happiest he's been in his whole life. All right, guys, so Schoolboy Q's solo album, you know, Crash Talk, arrived at the end of April and came equipped with 14 tracks that had the likes of, you know, Lil Baby, Kid Cudi, 21 Savage, Travis Scott, and a couple more features on there. The arrival of the tape made Schoolboy the happiest he's ever been in his whole life, and it seems as though he doesn't want to do anything or, you know, put anything out there that will take him out of this euphoric state that he's in. Though he's very hesitant of it, but the Num Num Juice rapper had some time to reply to some fans on Twitter, eager to know when he will be hitting the road to perform his latest project. The fan tweeted this to Q: "Drop the tour dates, ugly boy. I'm trying to see the legend live again." And Schoolboy Q prompted him to reply. This is what he said: "I just like rapping, bro. If I go on tour again, it will be a short one. Life's been hella good, man. I literally never been this happy in my whole life. I just want to watch my daughter play soccer." So, you know, Schoolboy Q was going through a rough when Mac died. The interview, there was a clip of him talking to Charlamagne the God, and he breaks down a little bit about Mac. Starts crying, actually, and I remember that's when he first stated he was going to push back his album. This is also a statement from Schoolboy. "The album was supposed to come out last November. Mentally, I wasn't there, or physically," Schoolboy said about the tape. "It just wasn't supposed to come out. Then Nip died. It wasn't supposed to come out last week. We weren't expecting Nip to die. I wanted to push it off even further than what I had pushed it. I just pushed it back a week. We had so much shit lined up, dude. It was so much." So that's what Q has stated about it. But finally, guys, we've had the album for a while in full, and we couldn't be happier. I hope Q stays happy, and I hope whatever, if he's facing anything, that he's, you know, handling it, and, you know, maybe hopefully he'll go on a little tour or something, you know? Never know, yeah. So shouts out to Q for that Crash Talk album. It's fire. It's good to go to the gym and listen to. Gets you pumped up. All right, guys, sorry. For number three, guys, on June 11th again. Okay, this is a good one. Bun B tells Khalib Cowell's story about smoking weed with Biggie, the Notorious B.I.G., guys. He told him, he told Khalib that the encounter made him respect Biggie more. So, guys, UPROXX, Uprox, I think, has a brand new series titled People's Party, guys, a show hosted by Talib Kowell. Viewers will tune in weekly to watch the Black Star Immense chop it up with influential figures as they discuss topics that include culture, hip-hop, and politics, guys. On the world premiere series of People's Party, UGK's Bun B sat down with Kowell as the two hip-hop legends covered an array of subjects during their hour-long chat. A highlight of the interview, which there were many of them, was a story that Bun B shared about when him and the late Pimp C, RIP, met Christopher Notorious B.I.G. Wallace. So this is what Bun B stated about him smoking weed with Biggie. He was like, "Fuck, I fuck with y'all," Bun said. "We said, we fuck with you too. I said, we finna go out and smoke if you wanna smoke." He's like, "Yeah, cool, I'll come, I'll smoke." The three men got in the car, Pimp C in the driver's seat, Bun B stated he was in the passenger, and then Biggie in the back. So Bun said that he thought he would be kind and, you know, say to Biggie, "You can sit in the front if you want, cause there was more room up there." And Biggie was like, Biggie stated, nah, I'm gonna chill in the back. And then Button also tried to get Biggie to close the door because he wanted a hot box in the car, but he didn't want to. Biggie stated, nah, I need the air. I gotta keep the door open. And then Bun stated that it wasn't until later that he realized that Biggie didn't want to sit in the front seat because he didn't want anybody behind him. And also, Biggie didn't want to close the door because if he needed to bounce, you know, it would make him it easier for him to get away from the situation because he didn't know them like that. Bun stated that, I had even more respect for him as a man outside of the music. Like, okay, I see the man moves in a real way out there. He also stated, he was just a very, very good rapper. There's a lot of people who are going to make rap music and rap songs, but a lot of us aren't going to be good. Only a few of us will be really great at it. He's one of the few guys that was really good at it. You know, that dude was different. So that's his story about smoking weed with Biggie, guys. So check out what else Bun had to say about his career and the recent attempted home invasion robbery that I talked about, which involved him and his wife. That almost turned deadly, guys. So you can find that whole interview, the People's Party, on UPRX's People's Party on their website. So tune into that, guys. I think it'll be interesting. I'll have to figure out, and I'll let you guys know what it's on. Anyway, moving on to number four, guys. So Nas announced his long-awaited The Lost Tapes 2 project. So guys, let's cross our fingers that it doesn't include scratch songs from Nasser. So June 11th, also, this was reported. So it's nearly been a full year since the rapper Nas' last album, Nasser, an album entirely produced by Kanye West during the Wyoming sessions. The project was unfortunately very, very underwhelming, especially since fans were waiting years for the follow-up to Life is Good. Many thought it might be a while for another album from Nas, but it seems from the latest IG post that we might get something from Nas quicker than we expected. In the near future, guys. Nas first released The Lost Tapes in 2000, which was met with a widespread acclaim. The project included unreleased tracks from 1998 to 2001, the sessions for 1AM to Stillmatic. Although a sequel for The Lost Tapes was planned, it was put on hold indefinitely after Nas was having issues with Def Jam. He was, he was getting... However, like right now, it seems like he's getting ready to release it. But his IG post that gave us the hint was a video of him holding a broken cassette that reads The Lost Tapes 2 while dressed up in a full chemist attire. Guys, so back in 2011, Nas explained the reason behind shelving The Lost Tapes 2 was because of his new home at Def Jam Records. Okay, this is what he stated. When I released Lost Tapes, it was Sony. Being at Sony for so long, I was used to things going easy, he explained. At Def Jam, it was more, let's sit down, let's have tea and talk this over. I wasn't used to that. And I saw kind of things falling behind, and it kind of messed up my flow. I thought the timing wasn't right. So guys, watch for Nas and the Lost Tapes 2 coming in the near future. Hopefully that wasn't just a bad tease. To all the Nas fans out there, guys, shouts out. Watch for that. All right, guys, on June 10th, guys, my favorite story here at number five, Drake thinks him and Chris Brown are the first mortal enemy duo to go number one on Apple Music. Drake is pretty stoked about hitting the top spot on Apple Music, guys. Drake and Chris Brown flipped the script last week when they decided to forego a traditional Friday release. Instead of choosing to release their collab single on Saturday, the duo had been teasing their summer single for weeks, with many looking forward to hearing it on Indigo, which is Chris Brown's album that is coming out at the end of the month, a 30-track album, I believe, and it's Indigo. Look out for that one, guys. For years, Drizzy and, you know, Breezy, it's public that they had beef. And they were often throwing shots at each other in music and online. They finally made up a few months ago when they reunited on stage. And with no guidance, the song, you know, Girl, you got it, girl, you got it. Such a good fucking song, guys. If you have not heard it, go listen right now. Okay, they got a certified smash. Drake even thinks they might be the first Mortal Enemy duo to hit the top chart on Apple Music. So, guys, we'll see if they end up atop the Billboard list. Right now, it's occupied by, you know, Lil Nas's older Old Town Road, which I don't understand. I do not like that song, but, you know, each its own, you know. And that's been on there for 9 weeks. Crazy. But they are satisfied with their number one position on Apple Music. So Chris Brown, before the release, Chris Brown excitedly shared the news on his Insta. When Drake commented with a question, this is what Drake commented. "Geez, wait till the video drops," said the boy. "Also, are we the first Mortal Enemy duo to make number one on Apple Music?" And then he hashtag guest book of record, genius book of records, guys. So it's a pretty funny story. They should make, you know, music together more often, because No Guidance is such a, it is such a summer banger, and, you know, I want more of that. So go listen to No Guidance if you hadn't, and yeah, get down to that. So guys, that's all I have for you guys this week. Those were my 5 stories for, you know, Life Talks and Henny Shots. I hope you guys enjoyed those. Remember, come here for your R&B fix. You know what's going on in the game, give you some music, y'all know. Go check out my Facebook page officially for this podcast. I put updates, I put the Double Cup Love List, so go check it out, guys, and give it a like, and tune in every Saturday, guys. That's it for Life Talks and Henny Shots. Keep it chopped, never slop, guys, and I'll see you for the next segment. Alright, guys, what's up? Welcome to this week's special segment. Now, guys, this week was kind of a random one. You know, I just kind of picked some, you know, nasty, very, like, kind of low-key-ish R&B songs that I, you know, a lot of people don't know about. And I just decided to give you guys the tricks of this trade to turn you guys into R&B thugs. So, basically, The idea I had was giving the 10 songs I gave you guys for Double Cup Love and showing you guys the, you know, little snippets, my favorite parts of the song. Because, you know, everybody has that favorite part of the song, or they're just like, well, me especially, I always am like, whoa, how the fuck did I come up with that, you know? And it's just so good. And I was going to do that, but, you know, I think I just want to talk about what R&B really means to me. R&B music to me isn't just something you put on. It's always, even since I was little, it's always been very emotional. It's always been something that puts me in my emotions, and I think that's why I'm a very, I guess, emotional person, if you will. But like, that's not a bad thing at all. And you know, there's different emotions. It's not just one emotion it puts me in. It puts me, you know, I go through sadness. You know, if I want to be nasty and freaky, happy, sad, you know, mad, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I'm not saying I just listen to R&B, but you know what? That has always been something that I've stuck with. It's been the only genre that I've never switched up. I've never went to anything else. I remember being in fifth grade, you know, I went and bought music, Soul Child's album just for BUDDY, you know, and I remember when Chris Brown came out and I had to go buy a CD, and I just remember when he started popping, and I remember MTV was the biggest part. I remember when Drake came out, Find Your Love, the music video, I thought he was the ugliest thing ever. I remember that, and I remember my mom... My dad wouldn't allow us to listen to Eminem, but my mom would sneak it to us, and I remember that. That also put me in moods, you know, like, Run It would, you know, I would, you know, play out things in my mind, just weird stuff as a kid, you know. I was in fifth grade about But every morning before school, I remember turning on MTV, and it was always music videos. I remember Ray J, One Wish. I would get, you know, sad, and it would put me, like, in a sad mood, and I'd start thinking, you know, like, it was crazy how it affected my emotions when I was so young. But, like, it was so amazing and crazy to think about it now. But, like, I remember him dancing in the rain and, like, texting her on that phone, and at the end he gets in, and I just remember that was, like, some true-ass shit. If you're going to their house in the pouring rain, that was real, real, you know? It's not like how it is now. I remember Check Up On It by Beyonce. I remember all kinds of stuff. Fergie, I remember everything, guys. You know, Run It by Chris Brown. I remember Your Man Ain't Me, like, all these things. And You by Plies, and Oh by Omarion, and everything like that, guys. I knew all these lyrics to all these songs when I was little, and now that I think about it, you know, I'm like, wow. Now that I know what the actual words meant, I was like, damn, you freak ass. So, like, you know, I just always have been interested in music, even in high school. Actually, shout out to my friend Jorge. I'd go over there, and he's actually the one that showed me a lot of music. Tory Lanez, that's when I started really getting into it. That's when I found Dat Piff and my mixtape, you know. He put me on, so shouts out to Jorge. Love you, my dude. Haven't seen you in a while, but I hope you're doing good. So after that, I was obsessed with checking for new music, you know, my hotnewhiphop.com, you know, everything. I'd be checking for new music all the time. Very big Drake fan, been since the beginning. Went and seen him in 2011, still a big, he's my number one. Anybody in the OVO, XO, I've seen The Weeknd, DVSN, Roy Woods, all those guys, you know, they put me in this place where it's just their music. Like, I can explain it as I love an artist that can spit me a verse and then sing me, kill me with a chorus. Like, I love vocals. I love that. I love hearing it and just, like, when it mind blows you. Like, let me explain right now. Bryson Tiller, one of my favorites. Like, I remember Trap Soul coming out, driving home on the way from Denver. I remember where I was. I remember when Marvin's Room came out. I remember exactly where I was. It's just, you know, it's crazy how music can do that. It has such an effect. Like, this part right here, for example, in the background. Don't be afraid. How he drops in, like, don't be afraid to tell me that it's over. Oh, like, see, those vocals just impress me so much. And I'm like, that's so amazing. Like, how do you write something so wonderful, you know? And, like, the emotions it puts me through, it's just, like, crazy because the music I listen to, it's very relatable to situations in my life. And I use music as a way to, I guess I can put it as, like, express the way I'm feeling. So, you know, if I'm feeling a little more sad, maybe, you know, or going through something in life. I've been on Mac Miller's Faces a lot lately, the mixtape. Because, you know, I go through some struggles that Mac went through, and I share that. And the songs on that mixtape will put me in a place where if I'm going through something, I'm like, oh, he's saying everything I'm thinking. Like, I'm not alone in this, and other people have felt like this. And, you know, situations with love, it's just like, you know, with getting your heart broken or trying over and over, you know, and just songs put me in certain places. And it's also a blessing and a curse to have that, because certain songs remind me of certain situations that I don't want to remember. But, like, I will never forget the song because it's so good. But it also brings me back to this terrible event with this terrible person. But, you know, that's just a part of it. And I, you know, I like that I can use my music as an expression of how I'm feeling, because I really don't know any other way, you know, besides ways that are harmful to myself. So music is the only thing that I do for myself that isn't harmful, I think. I mean, not the only thing, but the only way that I cope with things in a healthy way is just to listen to, sit down and just really listen to, like, an album or a mixtape or a certain song, or just explore, like, you know, you hear an artist and you're like, wow, like, I'm gonna go and explore their page, and, you know, and it's just nice to have something to relate to and find something. It's just like Mac said, and you know, rest in peace, Mac. He was a genius, and recently I've been into him big time. You know, he always said, like, I don't want my album, like, it doesn't, why does it have to have a meaning behind it? Like, I want the listeners to listen to it and interpret it their own way, you know what I mean? And I think that's a really key thing in music, because, you know, the artist can be putting out what they want it to mean to them, but, like, to you, it doesn't have to be the same scenario, but you can add a situation that's related to what they're going through and make it your own. So it's like something you own in a way, and I think Mac was brilliant for saying that, and it is true. I don't think you should have to follow exactly their story, but you can find pieces of your story in that and be like, oh, okay, well, I feel the same type of way, or this got me feeling some type of way about some situation. And I think that's amazing, because sometimes you can't relate to other people about things, or you can't relate, you know, to, you know, things around you, and then you find music, and you know, no one can tell you what, when, or what to listen to. I mean, you have that freedom, and it's just so freeing. And what I love about the music I love is just the pure genius behind it. Like, I wish I could sing. I mean, I am fascinated with how they write and the way they put things into metaphors, and you know, the way the production is, and everything, just like what goes through their mind for them to write that. And like, because you know, I write things too in my phone. I don't tell many people this, but you know, because I feel deeply, you know, about things, and I kind of just want to write them out. And you know, if I could have one thing in life, it'd be to sing, and I'd be a R&B bad bitch. That's what I always say. But you know, it's just like the best feeling when you hear that banger, or you hear a new one, and you're like, ooh, shit, like, and you listen to it over and over, and you're like, this, like, makes me feel good, or this makes me feel sad, or I need to feel this way, because it's okay to feel sad, it's okay to feel happy, it's okay to feel mad, and it's okay to have that music to back you up. And everybody should, you know, you don't have to have a certain genre you listen to, you can have this whole spectrum, from rock to EDM, whatever you want. Like, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, I listen to some EDM, the pretty stuff, but my biggest thing has always been R&B, and I just, it's just hooked. I've been hooked since I was little, so it's just a very fascinating thing. And I was like, why can't, you know, instead of walking through life, like, you know, trying to do something I'm not good at, like school or stuff, like, why not get on a podcast and just talk about it, you know? And I hope to grow an audience, and I hope to make this interesting, and I hope that people share and like this, give it some time, you know? And, you know, I'm not a great speaker by any means. I stumble, I mess up, you know, but this is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy speaking about this, and they always say in life, like, do what makes your soul happy, and this is the thing that does it. And, you know, I'm gonna get better at this. I'm gonna, you know, step up my game and stuff, and figure it all out, and hopefully one day turn it into a real thing. And you know, it's such a special thing to me, and I can't sing and stuff, so this is my way to be involved in the, you know, the culture, because I love the culture. I love the, everything about it is just so fascinating to me. So I can't sing, I'm not a producer, so this is my way to say, like, hey, I'm part of this, you know? So yeah, that was just kind of a random segment for this week's special segment. I just kind of wanted to speak to you guys about how I feel about, you know, what I'm doing, and why I love this music, and how long I have, and it's been 24 years of my life, and I'm still enjoying every bit of it, and I think I will until the day I die. And I am just thankful for R&B music, because without it, I wouldn't be sane. There's not a moment in my day where I don't have it on. My Snapchat friends hate me because I always am singing on it, but I don't care. You know, it's kind of funny to me. I'm always very hyped about things that come out. I'll share it. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and I just got a tat that says R&B is love, and it is true. I feel like when I share a song, it's like sharing love. It's like even better than sharing love, because love can be fake. But like me showing you this song, it's like, I want you to hear this because it means something to me. So like, I really want you to hear this and feel the same way it makes me feel. And even if it doesn't, I still want you to hear it and know about it, at least, because it's that, you know, it's that good and it means that much to me. And I'd rather give you an R&B banger than say I love you or marry you, you know. I mean, that's just in my way. R&B is love. Sharing music is love. I mean, it's the only thing that, you know, really I can relate to and understand, and it understands me in a way and fascinates me. So yeah, guys, this was just a special segment. Let's title it Confessions of a Real R&B Thug. That's the segment title. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Remember that I hope you guys tune in every Saturday. I try to change it up, switch it up. I'm mixing and matching things. I'm changing things up, so I hope you guys are bearing with me. But thank you to my supporters, my listeners. You guys are the ones. Much love to you guys. Bless up. And just remember, everything's better in slow-mo. Keep it chopped, never slopped. And just, you know, slow it down with me. You know, tune in every Saturday, and you know, maybe you'll listen to something and find something you like, and maybe you won't, but you know, nonetheless, give it a listen and, you know, let me know. So, thank you guys, and, you know, keep it chopped, never slop, guys. Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the segment, the lovely segment, Double Cup Love, here on the one and only Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo, guys. All right. Let's jump into this, guys. So, as you know, Double Cup Love is the segment where I give you guys 10 of the best R&B bangers from a real R&B thug right here. Y'all already know. So, you know, this week we're kind of getting nasty with it. A little, you know, pulling pennies to the side type stuff. So, guys, the theme for this week is just some freaky deaky sneaky shit, you know. I kind of just, if you a real R&B thug, y'all are gonna know these songs. If you ain't, get the fuck out of here. Your playlist is weak. Anyway, I don't know if it's really weak. I'm just saying that. But anyway, guys, so let's get into this list, guys. Okay, remember, I post these 10 songs on the Facebook page, so go give that a look and a like, both. So, it's Slow and Throw It, Everything Better in Slow-Mo, guys. Go give it a like. You'll find the Double Cup Love list. Updates, everything you need to know. Guys, go check it out so you can be an R&B thug. Learn the tricks of the trade. Okay, guys, anyway, let's get into this list. At number one, I have Fuck the Shit Out You by Plies featuring Tank. At number two, I got Chocolate Coated Candy by Pleasure P. At number three, I got T-Shirt and Panties by Jack Queese featuring Kirk O'Bangs, which, guys, I talked about the mixtape it's on Mixtape Madness this week. Number four, we got Sneaky by Trey Songz, which is a bonus on Trigga. At five, we got The Classic Play by the OG David Banner. At number six, we got When We Remix by Tone Down For What, featuring Alex Vaughn and Corey Nile, and which is playing in the background right now, guys, at seven. Me, You, and Hennessy. There's some chocolate on Faded. The remix, of course, by Tone featuring Corey Nile. At 8, we have Rain by Tory Lanez. Fuck Them Candles is Soothe Shit Gangsta. You already know. At 9, we have Nobody Else by Incredible Gang featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Jack Queese, and Nick Cannon. Trust me, guys, when I first heard, I was like, what? Nick Cannon can sing? But no, it's a different one. Anyway, guys. On you, baby. Put it all on me. Sorry, guys, I get distracted by these bangers. I'm telling you guys. Okay, and at 10, guys, we have Honey by Bryson Tilla. Now, please remember, I just listed those, but just know that if you go and like my Facebook page, you can get these. I list them every week, and you guys can go and listen. Tell me if you enjoy them, don't enjoy them. If you even gave them a listen, let me know. So go give that page a like, guys, a look and a like. Remember, I'll fulfill all your R&B needs. Come slow it down with me, guys, every Saturday. That's it for Double Cup Love this week. I hope you all enjoy. Go check out those songs. And keep it chopped, never slop, guys. I will see you in the next segment, y'all. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Welcome back to the next segment here, which is Mixtape Madness. I give y'all a mixtape, kind of break it down. So, guys, this week I was feeling a little bit like talking about the self-acclaimed king of R&B, y'all, Jack Reese. Alright, guys, so the one I'm going to be breaking down for y'all is Mood, okay? So, Mood is a mixtape by, of course, Jack Reese. It was released on January 10th, 2016. The tape has a couple guest features from rappers like Kevin Gates, Young Scooter, Kirk Banks, and Rich Homie Quan, and also Birdman. DJ Loaf, also the lovely DJ Loaf. Guys, now I'm just gonna ask out because you think DJ Loaf and Q are fucking? I think they fucking on the low. You know, they always making songs together. They made that incredible tape, Fuck a Friend Zone, but y'all, they fucking in the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think, because I think so. And if so, that's fine. Whatever. Do your thing. Keep making the bangs. Alright, guys, so the mixtape production was mostly handled by Nash B. Love Nash B. Makes some great beats. He's not big, but he is in the R&B game, and I love his sound. He made Mood, you know, he produced it wonderfully. And when it came out, it was hosted by DJ Spins. As I said, it was released on January 10th, 2016. And he recorded it through 2015 to 2016, and between there. The length of the tape is 55 minutes, 4 seconds. And guys, this is a 16-track tape. So the producers on this tape, Nash B, Cornelius, and D. McClareth. Now there's also a couple other producers, E Sharp, Ricky G, guys. We got Birdman, of course. We got Chris King, Fort Bowl, Cassius J. Like, there's a few producers in there that are very great in the R&B game that, you know, aren't very mentioned. And you know what? They make great sounds, and they did Mood justice very well. So, and of course, the label that Jack Reese is on is Cash Money Records. So Birdman being involved in this tape makes a lot of sense, but also, you know, it's Birdman. So anyway, guys, so, you know, Q had Q-Mix 2, actually, after Q-Mix 1. I believe he has 1, 2, and 3. He released that in 2015, the year before. And if you guys have never heard of Q-Mix, by the way, go check him out. He takes other people's songs, and he, you know, he does his cute thing on it. They're real good. I wouldn't let Q get a hold of my stuff. So that one came out, and then he also had Mood in 2016, of course. Also in 2016, he dropped Lost at Sea, so he was throwing music out that year, blasting it out. I know he had a couple singles, too. I know Bed was a single, B.E.D., and Bounce was on there, a single, too, I believe. So, guys, let's go through the track list here, and I'll tell you about who produced it, you know, and the features. Alright, so... one, New Wave. Two, we got Set It Off. Three, Hot Girl, produced by E Sharp. Four is B.E.D., of course, produced by Nash B and Ricky G. Five, On It, was produced by Birdman and Nash B. Six is Know You. Seven, Them Other Girls Interlude, produced by Nash B. Now, I love this interlude because it really breaks the tape apart, kind of, and it, you know, ties everything together, like the intro, New Wave, you know, brings it in. You got these songs like B.E.D., Set It Off, and then we go into number eight, which is Ready, featuring Birdman, produced by Nash B. Then you got Nine, featuring Kevin Gates and Young Scooter, produced by Nash B. 10, one of my favorites, X Games, which kind of, you know, goes in a different direction on the tape, but still fits in. Was produced by Chris King. 11, we got Pandora. 12, one of my favorites ever, Bounce, featuring Rich Homie Quan. But listen, that's the version on the tape, but there's also, guys, a solo version with just Q. And I love the solo version a little more because it involves, Q has an extra verse that's thrown on there, and I love it a lot. It's one of my favorites, okay? 13, guys, one of my favorites, R&B, Trigga, I'll say the word. It's produced by Fort Bowl. Fort Bowl is kind of a low-key producer in the R&B game, but he has some good songs. 14, we got Come Through, one of my favorites. I always say when I hear come through. I'm like, leave Cube alone, jokingly, because a lot of people use that beat. I know Traded on Good Girls versus Bad Girls. It's been used a lot. It's just a catchy beat. Like Baby is next. That's produced by Cassius J. And of course, ending the track, we got the biggest bang of one of my favorite 16 with T-shirt and panties. Okay, he's featuring our boy Kirko. So I love this song because it's nasty. I love the chorus. Tell your man you ain't coming home tonight. And then Kirko comes in with my favorite verse, putting pen to the side. Yeah, I'm gonna teach you how to ride now. Yeah, got some places we can hide out. Yeah, get on my face, girl, ride it out. Yeah, we on that 69. Shit. Really love that verse. Nasty, Kirko's got that R&B voice. That's so unique. So I really, really enjoy that verse. It's nasty. I want you to bring it over tonight. The chorus is nasty, and Kirko comes in, and it's like, it's not even like, he's got a verse, and then la la la. It's like, Kirko comes in, is we fucking, and then is we fucking, and then it's Jacquees, then it's back to Kirko, then Q, and then Q's on the, chorus. It's just a good song for the bedroom. Bounce, love it. The chorus, you should get what you deserve, and that's like me, you should get what you deserve, and that's some of this deep. Love that the chorus, one of my favorite verses too. The second verse comes in, four in the morning, I was your horny bow, so who's you calling bow, all of a sudden we just ain't fucking bow bow, don't care for the reasons, why do you switch up and do new like seasons, oh baby I know. And then I just had to sing that to y'all, but it's one of my favorite verses on there. Really good beat, love it. BED, of course. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. And girl, you know the deal. I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be in my BED, grinding slowly. That's also a great bedroom banger. The beat is just grimy and slowed down. And new wave intro when he comes in, kind of talking about, and he's on new wave, got shouty, it's just a good song to put on for your bae when you're in the mood, you feel me? It's that slow-mo fucking music that Q always brings us. I know some singles off of it were BED, of course. I know Bounce was too, also Come Through was also, I think, before the tape, and he just put it on the tape, which it fits in so well with it. So guys, remember, you can go check out these tapes that I talk about. Mostly you need to get the apps DatPiff, My Mixtape. Guys, these are two free apps on Android and Apple. You can download, and guys, you can go on there and search for anybody's mixtape, and it will pop up for you. I'm telling y'all, you can't find these mixtapes I mostly talk about on Apple Music. You ain't gonna find them on Spotify. You might get lucky and find them on SoundCloud, but doubt it. So remember, DatPiff and My Mixtape, free. Go download those and check out these tapes. I'm telling y'all, they're sick, and buy any artist mixtape at any time. So definitely go do that. Remember, Mood by Q. Go check it out, guys. It's worth it. Watch for Q. He's coming. And y'all know, I'll let y'all know because I'm on it. So, guys, go check those out. That's about it for Mixtape Madness. I hope y'all enjoy. Please go give that a listen. Remember, here we keep it chopped, never slapped. I got them bangers for your army needs, and I'm gonna fill them. So, slow down, guys. I'll see you for the next segment.
Don't want for nothing. My baby don't want. All right, guys, it's BJK here. And that is it for this week's Slow and Throw It Everything's Better in Slow Mo podcast. Remember, guys, to go to Facebook and like the page, Slow and Throw It Everything's Better in Slow Mo, where you can find every week's list of Double Cup Love so you don't have to keep going back and listening to the 10 songs. So make sure you guys go check out those. Go make sure you check out The Mood by Jack Weiss, guys. That's some mixtape madness this week. And, just remember, we keep it chopped, never ever slopped here. And I post every Saturday, guys. I've been off a little bit, but I'm back and I'm ready to bring the R&B back, because R&B is number one and we all know that, and everything's better in slow-mo, and that's true, and that's how we do it. So BJKAK, Miss Slow It Down, is out. I'll see you guys next week for another episode of the one and only Slow and Throw It. Everything's better in slow-mo. Hey. What if we just slowed it down? Maybe we should slow it down. Keep it chopped, not slopped.